Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 1:40, and that is PM, and that is on Pacific Summertime and April 20th. And today, generally positive day on stocks. Majority of our markets were in positive territory, and that's why then China was such an exception, because the A-share market in Shanghai pulled back really quite sharply. And then that's sort of an object lesson in terms of the psychology of the market, because it has been so inert for much of the last 3 months that it's sort of been eking out this reversion to the mean, which has been quite gradual, very steady, and then that lulls one into a sort of a false sense of security that the volatility in the market has abated. And yet the market can pull back as sharply as it did today. Now, it rallied well off the low, and from the 3,000 level on the A share market, and generally speaking, that would suggest that the authorities are coming in to at least help to support the market around those levels. And that also helped to stem the decline in the Hang Seng and in the China Enterprises, or the H share index. So then, when you've had a reversion to the mean after such a very sharp decline, you have to ask questions. And the big question that people will ask is it going to continue? Is the reversion to the mean a low of medium or even long-term significance, and is it just going to continue through the trend mean, or is it going to encounter resistance in the region of this level? And because people even begin to ask that question, then the potential for at least a consolidation in the region of the moving average it increases. And the chances are that's what we're getting now with China, that we're getting some sort of consolidation of gains. But considering just how volatile the market was last year, where you had an incredible surge higher in the first part of the year and an unwinding of the entire advance in the second half of the year, and then that is going to temper the appetite of investors for risk. So the chances are that we're in for a period of support building, and then whereas it bounced from the region of the 3,000 level today, in fact the more important level is probably 2750, because that represents the region of the January and February lows, and if this is support building, then those levels absolutely need to hold. Well, in Japan today, it was relatively steady. Interesting that Mitsubishi was embarrassed that it had to admit today to falsifying efficiency targets, and that it had received, I think it was over 400,000 subsidies because it was supposed to be producing these highly efficient cars. But that is apparently not the case. So it just goes to show that the debacle that was Volkswagen's emissions controversy last year is certainly not isolated, and that the challenge of creating less emissions from cars is not an easy task. And against all of that background, that the dollar today was a little bit firmer, but not in a dynamic fashion, and the oil price was quite a bit firmer, and silver was is continuing to extend its breakout. This has transferred into renewed interest in some of the big precious metal miners. And when we look, generally speaking, at the stock market, then the S&P finished out the day up about 0.33%. So we are getting a little bit of a pause here in the region of 2100, and it is the upper side of what has been an 18-month range. So a little bit of consolidation in this area, it wouldn't be surprising in the slightest. And it doesn't matter how one decides to look at this market, whether you look at stochastics or you just simply look at the price action and see that it has rallied for consecutive weeks and this has been a very sharp move, or you look at the number of shares that are trading above the 200-day moving average and how much that has surged higher, or you look at the advanced decline line. But they're all giving us a similar message, and it is that the market is a bit overbought in the short term, and that the best possible scenario is that it goes nowhere and allows that overbought condition to be unwound. But that is perhaps the best case scenario, and some additional volatility certainly can't be ruled out at these levels. Then we look at some of the other factors that we have, in that there are considerably more shares trading above their respective trend means now than there was 3 or 4 months ago, and that the banking sector, having underperformed really quite distinctly over the last 6 months, has at least found near-term support and is beginning to exhibit relative strength. Well, those are positive factors, and it does suggest then that it is unlikely that we're going to have a very large pullback, and that a lot of the very bearish commentary that was coming out in February was more a reflection of the panic that people were experiencing rather than objective analysis, and that the base case remains that we could be in for some additional ranging, but that this continues to look like the first big consolidation after what was an incredible breakout in 2013, and that it is really the foothills of a secular bull market. And before that bull market can really get moving, then there are two things that are going to happen. Either we're going to get a normalization of monetary policy, and then the market will be able to perform on its individual merits, and that we are back on a path of self-sustaining growth. Either that, or we get the other extreme, and it is that monetary accommodation has to go into absolute overdrive. And I really would recommend reading that Deutsche Bank report I posted yesterday, because it really outlines just what can be done. And it isn't a question of whether it's possible or not, but rather the resolve of central bankers and whether they choose to embark on extraordinary, and then it would be almost extraordinarily extraordinary, monetary policy. And if that were to occur for whatever reason that might be, well, then that would really kick asset price inflation into overdrive. And it would probably represent the final stage of what has been already an impressive bull market. It would accelerate things. That would perhaps be good news in the short term and probably bad news in the medium term. But that is nothing more at the present time than speculation. Well, we still have to deal with the reality as the markets provide, and what we're presented with right now are overbought conditions on stocks. And I think with that, I'll leave you for today, and I wish all the best to all of you.